Zippy wins. Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio from the 97th American Farm Bureau Convention in Orlando. I'm Lee Maddox.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor and privilege to present to you the President of American Farm Bureau Federation for a two-year term, Zippy Duval.
But I thanked y'all a while ago for your hospitality as I travel this country. But I want to thank you for your hearts, and I'm going to work for your soul. We're going to work hard for American farmers and ranchers across this country.
The voting delegates of the American Farm Bureau Federation elected fifth-generation farmer Zippy Duval of Georgia to become the organization's next president. He's a former dairy farmer and now raises beef cattle, poultry, and hay near Greene County, Georgia.
We are American farmers and ranchers, the people that lead and feed and fuel the world. And I know you're proud of it, but it is a responsibility that comes to my shoulders that I'm going to carry each and every day, realizing the burdens that you're carrying on your shoulders. But I'm going to let people all over this world know what your real heart is. Your real heart is being a servant to God's people across this world, to make sure that we live up to that moral responsibility. But I'm also going to fight for your freedoms.
Zippy Duval becomes only the 12th president of the American Farm Bureau in its 97 years. Rutherford County farmer Brandon Witt, who supported Duval, says the delegates got it right.
Very excited here in the state of Tennessee to have a great representative for American Farm Bureau. That's Zippy Duval from Georgia. We're really blessed here. Just been a great advocate for young farmers all across this country. And we couldn't be more excited for him and his family.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.